Yeah, we're going to start off with some football. The Sawa Dan Burns says he is not in the England camp to make up the numbers and wants to help the side qualify for the 2026 World Cup. Now the Newcastle defender could make his international debut in Friday's qualifier against Albania at Wembley. Burns says being included in the squad for next year's tournament is his ultimate aim.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of steps that I'm going to have to go through to get there. But I feel probably being in that very first camp is important. It sort of means that at the moment I am there. But as I said, I don't want to be there for no reason. I want to be there because I've proven to people that I should be there.
So just a quick one. Are we going to the World Cup?
Yes.
Yeah, use your micro. Darren, are we going to the World Cup?
We need to apply for visas.
World Cup, FIFA World Cup next year.
Yeah.
And then the following year.
Remember, it's in different parts of the world.
Yeah.
Where is it now?
No, this one is still America, Canada, and all the kind of stuff.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We have options.
Are we going to go, guys?
Nope.
Why?
No. LA.
No,
if it was in just Canada or Mexico, sure.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, we understand. Are we going to go to the Rugby World Cup in 2027 in Australia?
Yeah.
Okay, we go.
It's a long drive, though.
Right? Yeah.
Hopefully they win it. Hey, man, you're going all the way there and then lose to Japan.
Don't say things like that.
Okay, I'll take it back.
Yeah, I'll take it back.
Okay, okay. We will go watch the Springboks win the World Cup in 2020.
I would love to. I'd love to take you with.
Bafana have been dealt with some more injury concerns in their camp ahead of the World Cup qualifiers against Lesotho and Benin. Aubrey Modiba, Patrick Ditomasonganye both out, replaced by Undamulelo Pangule and Uvuya Letlapa. Bafana have been in good form internationally. Not this season, but just in general, we've been really, really good when it comes to the international games. We've won 4 of our last 5 matches. So, Lesotho on Friday, it's happening in Polokwane. Bafana coach Hugo Bruce.
We know that it will be tough and difficult games. First of all, with Lesotho. Lesotho is really a team. They're fighting for each other. They're fighting for each meter and every ball. And they are playing against South Africa. So I think they can always do something more against South Africa than against other teams.
And then interesting one coming from the world of tennis, the Players Union, co-founded by Novak Djokovic, has begun legal action against tennis governing bodies, citing anti-competitive practices and a blatant disregard for player welfare. So a 163-page lawsuit has been seen by the BBC, and it says professional tennis players are stuck in a very one-sided game, which gives them limited control over their own